As the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs take effect, one Southeast Alaska business is unsure how it will affect them. The Alaskan Brewing Company employs about 100 people making beer in Juneau. KTOO's David Purdy visited their manufacturing operation to find out more.
Past the shining steel tanks that brew the beer, the canning line of the Alaskan Brewing Company is humming along. A pallet full of empty aluminum cans is loaded into a machine that feeds them into the almost fully automatic assembly line. They slide down a series of conveyor belts, and along the way, they're washed, filled, sealed, and finally packed into boxes. The brewery buys those empty cans, ready to fill, from another manufacturer.
We're sort of almost an end user. We're not quite the end user drinking the beer, but we're almost an end user of that aluminum.
Andy Klein is the communications director for the Alaskan Brewing Company in Juneau.
We don't directly pay that raw material cost, so that's the other thing that's hard to predict, what the multiplier effect of a raw material cost will cost to us kind of buying an end product.
Klein says the price of steel actually concerns him just as much as aluminum.
The kind of obvious thing, the thing that's in the consumer's hand, is an aluminum can, so people think about aluminum as being important for the beer industry. But steel is very important for us as well.
The two-story vats that brew the beer and the maze of pipes connecting them are all made of stainless steel. So expanding the brewery's infrastructure means a lot of money goes into steel. But Klein doesn't seem too worried. He says, making beer in Alaska, the brewery is no stranger to unusual supply chain concerns.
We're in one of the most unique positions in the United States for a beer supplier that's also supplying 20 states throughout the mostly West Coast and Midwest of the United States. Every single thing we get in, 98% about of all of our materials are brought in by barge.
The remote location means being flexible and creative. A few years ago, for instance, the brewery started taking the spent grain that's left over after the brewing process and burning it for fuel. Before that, they had to ship it out to dispose of in the lower 48. So why make beer in a place with so many unusual challenges? For the brewery, it's practically a founding principle. In fact, showcasing the manufacturing possibilities of Alaska is right there in their mission statement.
We're going to make beer in Juneau, rest assured.
Klein says they don't foresee any specific changes. There's no plans for price increases or big layoffs. For now, they're just keeping an eye out for any impact the tariffs might have. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.